Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe even something of a personal nature. 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of good stuff on the site, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we've got they're free. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. You don't need a credit card. You just go to freetalklive.com and you get them. And you should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org to get more information. That's freestateproject.org. So, kicking off hour number two, let's go to Johnson. Johnson, what you got?
Well, last Monday, Connecticut became the first state to challenge the No Child Left Behind law in court.
Hmm.
Arguing...
Now, what is a No Child Left Behind law?
The No Child Left Behind law is Bush's farce of a plan to educate everyone equally and give funding to schools.
Well,
it's a
plan, but no funding.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's right. No plan. It's a demand that schools meet certain requirements that they just can't meet.
It's more federal requirements placed upon the state school systems.
Without any additional funds to reach that.
And doesn't it also include the very controversial terms about, like, mentally testing students? Like, mandatory psychiatric testing or whatever?
I don't have an answer to that.
I believe that's part of No Child Left Behind. I'm not positive,
though. No, it's not, in fact, actually.
Oh, is it?
Okay. No, not at all. Because No Child Left Behind came out well before that started.
Okay, all right.
That's new. And I don't think that has totally been passed everywhere yet, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Someone listening will be able to call and let us know. They argued in court, arguing that the centerpiece of the President Bush's education law amounts to an unfunded mandate from the federal government. So they're basically saying, you must do this, but we're not going to give you any money. Our message today is to give up the unfunded mandates or give us money. So basically, Connecticut, and this is a quote by Attorney General Richard Blumenthal, basically Connecticut is saying, either get rid of these restrictions or pay up.
Mm-hmm.
Pay up. If you want us to do this, then give us the funding that you...
I'm sure they'd rather have the funding.
Isn't it normally weird to me because this kind of breaks tradition from the way it usually works. Normally the way it works is the feds will pass a law, and it's intended to apply to all of the states, and the states have to conform to the law if they take the money. Normally the feds say... They basically hold out kind of like a carrot on the stick, except it's money on the stick. Mm-hmm. They hold out this money to the states and say, here you go. You want this? You want this? Well, here's what you have to do to get it. In this case, they're just saying, here's what you have to do. Now figure out a way to do it.
Well, yeah, that's Bush's plan.
Right. It works totally differently from what
Bush's new world order.
Right. The states aren't used to this. So that's why they're saying, well, wait, where's the money at? They're just holding out the stick now. I mean, they're not even holding the stick. They're trying to crack a whip on them, basically.
Yeah, and now they're saying, no, you pay us, or see ya. It would be interesting. Imagine if Connecticut just said, all right, fine then. No more funding. We don't need it.
Well, I don't know.
That's not going to happen, but that would be great. Nope, see ya.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what the results are going to be of this. It should be interesting.
The lawsuit raises the stakes in a heated fight between the states and the Bush administration over the law. The experts say the legislatures around the country will be watching the case carefully.
I bet they will. They want their piece of the pie.
Yeah, experts expect states could vote to join the lawsuit or file on their own.
Hmm.
The lawsuit argues that No Child Left Behind is illegal because it requires expensive standardized tests and other school programs that the government doesn't pay for. It asks a federal judge to declare that the state and local money cannot be used to meet the law's goals. U.S. Education Secretary Margaret Spellings has repeatedly denied requests from Connecticut for more flexibility. Unfortunately, this lawsuit sends the wrong message to students, educators, and parents, said Susan Aspie, a department spokeswoman. The funds have been provided for testing, but Connecticut apparently wants to keep those funds without using them as intended.
So wait a minute. Now the feds are claiming they did give them money, and Connecticut's trying to keep it?
I don't know. Seems weird. That also seems, I don't know, fraudulent, because I know that they haven't been giving money. It's been a joke. I mean, all the school, you know, all the states have been complaining about this.
Perhaps they're talking about all the funding that they give and just calling it funding for this, you know?
It says here, the cornerstone of the law is standardized testing, something that Connecticut currently conducts in grades 4, 6, and 8. But under No Child Left Behind, the state is required to start testing children in grades 3, 5, and 7 this school year. State education officials say they already know that minority and poor children don't perform as well as their wealthy white peers, and that additional tests aren't going to tell them more.
Yes, now you must test them twice as much.
It must be tested
to find
twice
out
as often.
The same thing.
Right, pretty much.
Interesting.
And then not have any money to do anything about it.
Right.
I think that we're at the point where we can't do these discussions anymore on the phone or in the conference room, said Sternberg. We are really at the point where they need to be worked out in a different venue, and that's in the court. Republican Governor M. Jody Rell, who for months urged the state to settle its differences through negotiation, recently joined the chorus of state teachers, superintendents, lawmakers, and parents, voicing support for the lawsuit. We in Connecticut do a lot of testing already. Far more than most other states. Our taxpayers are sagging under the crushing costs of local education. What we don't need is a new laundry list of things to do with no new money to do them.
You know, I kind of have to give I feel like I can give partial applause to Connecticut in this case because they are sort of standing up for something. But they're not really standing up for anything pro-liberty. I mean, they're basically saying...
Well, if they say get rid of this law, it is. But they're not really saying that. They're saying, give us money.
What they're saying is... They're saying
it's like the effect could have a liberty effect, but really they're taking the anti-liberty stance,
you're
which is, give us more money in taxes.
Yes, there is a liberty option for this to all come out as. I mean, it could come out more pro-liberty. But their position, the state of Connecticut, is basically, well, we do a lot of testing already. We don't really want to do more testing, and we certainly don't want to do more unless you fund it, so we'll do more, even though we don't like doing more, as long as you pay us to do it.
Let's put this in perspective, okay? The federal government is providing Connecticut with $5.8 million this fiscal year to pay for the testing. The testing alone.
Okay.
Just for tests.
Right.
I think I could probably get it done for every single Connecticut student for $1 million.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Give me a couple printers.
Yeah, I mean, how much could Scantrons really cost?
Well, depends. Are they government Scantrons? What kind of testing do we need to...
What ink do we want to print them with?
We also need to make sure that those Scantrons have been verified by our certified Scantron engineers.
Yes. And you must make sure the engineers are being overseen by the Scantron Engineer Viability Corporation, there's always so much BS.
A subsidiary of...
Right. By yet another alphabet soup agency.
Okay. So, okay, now we've got the $5.8 million. Sternberg's... that's according to Sternberg. However, she estimates that several funds will fall $41.6 million short of paying for staffing, program development, and the standardized tests and other costs associated with implementing the law through 2008.
So there's all these different surrounding costs. So they're paid.
So they're being paid
for the test.
Yeah, they're being paid 5.8. Did I say? No, yeah, 5.8.
Million.
But they think they need another 41.6.
Whoa.
Yeah.
These guys are just amazing. I mean, they're sitting there arguing over whether or not they're getting enough tax dollars. Don't they realize that this money is coming from people? You know, the money that they're asking to get is coming from their state citizens anyway.
They less.
No, I know they could care less.
They could just care less.
This is so crazy.
They just want more money, and if they have to, they'll take it out of people's property over there in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah,
The Constitution State.
That is what it's called, isn't it?
It is. I'm from Connecticut.
800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Your comments coming up.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris is podiatrist recommended and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where you can go and visit our Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to have a photo taken of themselves proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. Usually it involves holding up some sort of signage that references the show. And they get admitted to the Shrine of Female Listeners. Now, actually, there's a little bit of a benefit that comes along with being a Shriner. If you're on our bulletin board system, we'll give you moderator access to our Shrine of Female
and
Listeners.
And probably
forum.
Karma, too.
Good karma?
Yeah, probably get karma on the
BBS. It's a good... Well,
my karma probably went down on the BBS tonight after my comment on the air earlier. Probably people were on there.
When you were mean to the old
bitch
man?
Slapping me on the boards.
Maybe so. Anyway, it's all free. It's all online. Freetalklive.com. So check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got three brand new Shriners that we added over the weekend. So if you haven't seen them yet, freetalklive.com. So we were talking about this No Child Left Behind. And, of course, the idea is socialism,
even though, yes, I know Republican George Bush passed it, how could it be socialist? Well, it is. I mean, you're talking about central control, central authority, determining how kids are supposed to be educated. And I think it's asinine to suggest that all kids learn the same way, and all kids should learn the same things, and they should all be tested on standardized testing. And I think it's a bunch of communist malarkey, personally. And if you got comments, 800-259-9231. But, and I think it kind of ties into what you were doing this morning, man, which you were over on another radio show today.
Yeah, I often sit in on this show called AM Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a friend of mine, a very old dear friend of mine,
right,
runs this show. And
he's a liberal.
He's a Democrat.
Right.
Man, what's the radio philanderer?
And, you know, I'll go over there. He wants me to sit in. I don't have to bend my philosophies at all to be on the show. You know, he's happy to hear that. And
that's good. That's courageous of him, in my opinion.
Well, he never, ever will go head-to-head with me. What he does is he'll artfully dodge any question I ask him, and then the callers and, you know, his special guests that come on over the line, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Those are the ones that I have to deal with.
You can go with them. I see.
And usually, I don't control the button in that case. So, I mean,
sure.
I try to be, because it's not my show, I try to be fair and get people, and some of these people just filibuster on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never get a chance. For instance, I had on today, I was talking about the hurricane and, you know, Louisiana and why we shouldn't have to pay for FEMA stuff, and that, you know, how much money, you know, the billion dollars that we put out in tsunami aid,
mm-hmm,
you know, and how America's a very generous place, but taxes are armed robbery, and if we have to pay in order, you know, for these people in Louisiana, because I didn't choose to live there, that whole rhetoric.
Right.
You've heard it before. Well, none of the callers got to call in because all our lines were down.
And, technical difficulty.
Yeah, part of the technical difficulties was the reason that I was talking, because my friend Henry, well, he was on the cell phone, so I had to man the mic.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons I'm there. So I was talking about the hurricane.
Yeah.
And, what happened was we got off with our guest, you know, and I didn't really mix it up too much with the editor of the Progressive magazine. And
oh, man.
I didn't mix it up with those guys too much. And we agreed on a lot of things, as, you know, the war. They always want to agree with you on the war.
Sure.
You know. So when we did get off the air, the next show comes on, and apparently this one's paid for by, you know, somebody who comes in there, and the callers just slammed them. They didn't.
Right.
They just pounded them, wanted to talk.
Oh, because the phone started working then.
Well, they had one line.
Fixed them.
They have one line.
Oh, there was the guest was on the line.
Right.
I see.
So the callers were just coming in one after another, talking about what I had been talking about, that they hadn't been able to get through for an hour. You
That's
know?
A nice little ego stroke for you, man.
Well, I know. What, did they want to tear my head off?
Well, they all wanted to talk to you instead of the current host that was on the air.
Well, my favorite part is that
you were on a liberal talk show sounding like a curmudgeon.
Well, that's really the way the good reverend took it. What appeared to me to be a black reverend called in, and he was probably the most verbose of all the callers that called in afterwards.
Right.
And I didn't call in on the guy's show and defend myself on calls that he didn't want on his show anyway.
Sure.
So, because I just
listened to yourself take a verbal
but haranguing. I was getting pounded. And one thing is, I felt like I was called cynical. Mean-spirited.
That's one of the
all kinds of things.
That's one of the things that I love about being a libertarian. One of the things that I love about being a libertarian is because you get the unique position of seeing both sides of this country. Only libertarians are true Americans because of this reason. Okay, one, we're pro-freedom. Two, a libertarian is able to have the feeling of being called a cold-hearted, steely, cynical curmudgeon, which is what Republicans get on a daily basis. You know, what conservative Republicans get on a daily basis.
You don't care if old people die in the streets. That
but
kind of
libertarians
thing.
Also have the unique position of also being on the other side of the coin and being called a bleeding heart.
Right.
You know, panty-waist,
yes,
hippie liberal.
Tree huggers. Pinkos!
Right.
You commie, you know, like...
Of course,
they
are the commies and the pinkos.
Right.
Just to be clear.
And that is...
That's a great point. And kind of in relation to that, when I'm calling around to radio stations all day, which is what I do, I mean, I call to get the show on more stations, sometimes you encounter program directors that are in that left-right paradigm. And they say, well, you know, are you guys on the left or are you on the right? And I say, we're above all that. Because that's kind of the same idea. We have this perspective on politics that the people on the left and the right just don't have.
Now,
for them, it's you're the enemy. We must defeat you.
The funny thing is the thing that I've kind of found recently is I find that I identify a little bit more with the personalities of people on the left, but I can't convince them nearly as easily. Even though I identify with them, and I identify with them on a lot of issues, I have a much harder time talking to liberals. I almost feel like I need to carry around Mary Ruart's book on with me, like, at all times.
Have you read it yet?
I've read parts of it, and I love the parts that I have, but I need to come out and buy it.
Wait, did I loan that to you?
No.
Okay.
The personal responsibility rhetoric of the Libertarian Party resonates with, you know, people on the right.
It does. With the right, and a lot of people on the right also actually believe that they're pro-freedom until they find out.
Well, now I think another reason why this is why it works the way you're saying it does is because a lot of the people on the right, again, like you said, they believe they're pro-freedom, and a lot of people on the right do believe in less taxes, and that's a real powerful issue for libertarians. So you can always approach most issues, reducing the size of government issues from a less taxes perspective and gain people to your side.
Yeah, the thing is that, you know, that I find is actually the reason why I'm a libertarian is actually more not as much about the tax issues, although I think that's great. I don't think I'm really ever going to really benefit all that much from that. You know, I think I will, you know, to an extent, but I don't think that the government is going to change enough that quickly for me to really benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm a libertarian is more along the lines of because I want to accomplish what the liberals are screwing up. You know, by their whole thing, everything that liberals strive for, they actually are doing the opposite of in striving for making laws about
whether
those
it be
things.
For saving the environment, helping the poor, helping old people. You're absolutely right.
You get government involved, you are making the issue that you are passionate about worse and worse and worse.
Well, this is the point that I made to the editor of the Progressive magazine this morning. Government's a tool. It's like a gun that you build. That it's perfect for you, and then somebody else picks it up and shoots you with it. Because you can't control it.
That's sort of a good analogy. We're going to come back with more, but there's more accuracy to it. Plus, Charlie's on the line. We'll talk about corporate welfare. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta Synthetic Two-Cycle Oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR, available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. Or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves. Gene here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff there for you, including, live streaming. Bulletin board system, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, much, much more. It's all free. In fact, we ask just a little bit out of you. We ask that you go vote for the show once a month. In fact, obviously this month is coming to a close, but we'll still take your votes over at podcastalley.com. You can go straight to vote.freetalklive.com to cast them. We are solidly in second place as far as the second most popular podcast of the world. We were number one for the majority of the month.
Yeah.
This is probably our most successful month ever at podcastalley.com.
I'd say it was.
Because normally we shoot up real quick in the beginning of the month, and then we kind of bounce down to second, third, fourth, and then we'd hit kind of as low as sixth place. And I think last month we finished in sixth place. This month we're going to finish in second place, no doubt about it. Thanks to your votes.
We would have thought, and what we speculated early on, between you and me, between you and I, mm-hmm. we said that, as time goes by, we're going to show less and less, so we better make as much of a splash now as we can. But as time's gone by,
we're still showing.
When
more
did we start?
More.
February or March?
We started in January.
January.
Yeah.
So this is August.
Mm-hmm.
8 months later, now we're number one and number two.
That's right.
Even better.
Mm-hmm.
And new month's coming up.
That's right.
So get ready.
Get ready
with your voting fingers ready.
That's right. Get ready by giving a calorie-free birthday birthday fun with 1-800-Flowers.com's best-selling birthday flower cake. Celebrate summer occasions with great savings on grower specials. Visit their website every week for limited-time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. This is important. Use the code FTL at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. Call, click, or come in. You have to, of course, be near one of their 1-800-Flowers.com stores.
Right.
1-800-Flowers.com, it's your florist of choice.
There you go. And you get 10% off with the code FTL. I think that's critical, worth mentioning twice.
I think it just proves that Free Talk Live is always looking out for you.
We are. We're trying to help you out. I mean, 10% off. That's
all
sweet.
Of us have moms.
Right. That's one-tenth.
They all have birthdays.
That's 10%. That's one-tenth. That's 0.1%. Whatever. What's another way we could say 10%?
If you have girlfriends, fiancés, wives, whatever.
Anyway,
I thought the cake was pretty cool. Somebody could send me one of those cakes.
10% of $1 million is $100,000. Now, that's a hell of a deal. Anyway.
Someone's going to find you online now and just send you a cake.
Our listeners can't figure out my name.
You better stop challenging them.
You better stop challenging them.
Drawing attention to it.
Your name's been said on air so many times.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the fun. Let's talk to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I used to listen to a program on C-Band called American Freedom Network.
Okay.
Okay, it's parallel to the thoughts of GCN.
Hmm.
And there was a talk show host who was on the show pretty frequently, and he was having his first child. So he went to the hospital.
That's got
to
be tough as a man.
Yeah, well. So he goes to the hospital, and apparently I heard this is a true story, and he went to pick up his wife and his child, and the doctor approached him with a form. And he says, you have to sign this form because we have to give your child vaccines before he leaves the hospital.
Hmm.
Well, he was in the medical field, and he knew that he wasn't going to get his child pumped through with all these vaccines. So the following evening, he snuck into the hospital, grabbed his wife, grabbed his child, and gone he was.
Really?
Yep. Out the door. Out the door.
Okay.
There was a... you familiar with Larry Nichols?
Sounds familiar.
Okay, Larry Nichols years ago used to be Bill Clinton's right-hand man.
Okay.
And he retired. And he also came on American Freedom Network and told all of Bill Clinton's shortcomings.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't too far after that. He was met in his parking lot with two thugs, and they beat him up and put him in the hospital.
Yeah, that's where I've heard that name. Okay.
Yeah. And
they didn't kill him, though. They didn't kill him.
No, they just put him in the hospital. And a month later, he came back on the show and told his story about what he experienced.
Right.
Bill Cooper used to be a talk show host on American Freedom Network. And shortly after, he did the show out of Arizona. He had a registered 45 in his bedroom. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, he was busted down his front door by the local sheriff and some other government people. Well, it was a gunfight in his living room in the dark.
Good Lord.
And Bill Cooper caught one.
Oof.
Okay. I got a crapload of stories to tell you about this show, because I've been listening to that show for 6 years before I tuned.
Did he get killed?
Oh, yeah, right in his own living room.
Oh, man.
There was a gunfight between the two.
Now, he was shooting them because he didn't know they were the cops, or the cops were there to kill him, or what was going on?
He was awakened by his door being bashed in his living room.
Yeah, that'll freak you out.
Of course, he went to grab that 45, and there was a shootout in his living room.
What were the cops there for, allegedly?
Well, apparently, he was a talk show host, and he used to talk a lot about government shortcomings as well.
Uh-huh.
And I used to just pin my ear to the speaker listening to this guy. It was fascinating.
Right. And, but what were the cops there for?
Well, apparently somebody in the government was listening to the show.
Oh, no, and they just cut his phone.
They just silenced him.
Hope they didn't just cut our phone lines. 800-259-9231. That was getting interesting. Hello? Harry? Okay, Harry's gone. Let's go to Charlie in Texas. That's really spooky, man. I hope they didn't get you, Harry. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
All right, I don't know what that last guy was talking about, but it was... starting to get interesting. He was gone.
Yeah.
But hey,
that's how it is. That's how it is with the secret agents,
right?
Yeah, right.
They dangle it in front of you.
I think call in and talk about the crazy stuff that's way out there.
I think he wired his wireless phone in through C-band.
So what's on your mind, Charlie?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to comment on corporate welfare.
Yes, sir.
It kind of gets a bad rap because in my area, it's corporate welfare is a response to market forces. In North Texas, there's a dozen municipalities, over 100,000 people or so, and the people who want corporate welfare, the stadiums or the people building a factory or a new big sports superstore, they play the municipalities off each other until they find one that gives them a break, and that's where they decide to build their new super center or whatnot.
You're right. That is a factor for some corporations. I was reading an article about how Toyota was going to build a new plant, and that was one of the factors in their decision.
You know, and I think that that's a great use of the system by the companies. What
right.
it is it's a criminal use of the system by the municipalities, because the municipalities are using the tax-paying dollars of those people that are in their purview to lure companies in who may or may not benefit them or may not put them out of business. So
the system itself is criminal as far as property taxes and sales taxes. And I hear that Texas is one of the better states when it comes to that. When I was researching for the Free State Project, Texas was like number two or three. And frankly, I couldn't believe it because I think Texas is kind of out of control.
Hold on. What were they number two or three in?
In as far as the state burdens taxes.
Really?
Yeah, can't believe it.
Like yeah, I can't believe that either.
Sales tax and sometimes as much as 3% property tax, and that's the kind of thing that the cities will play off of each other.
Yeah,
as far
you're right
as
about
getting
that.
Getting these corporations to get their things in, and you know you can't really blame the corporations.
No, you can't blame the corporations, but they do. They should accept some of the blame, and that's a great point. We're glad you brought it up, Charlie. Thanks for the call, man.
You know, I had an opportunity to accept unemployment because I wasn't working for a while, and I never did. I wouldn't take the government's handout.
Good for you. Nor would I. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. And, you know, the reason why just beyond principle is because then they get into your life even more. And who wants that? We're coming back. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, all kinds of good stuff there for you, and it's all free. So be sure you go and sign up for the updates, because then we will let you know whenever there's something fresh, something new, a brand new affiliate. We'll tell you about it. We got brand new Shriners up on the site. You'll know. You'll be the first to know. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, and you will sign up. And board operators, I can hear
just
your
like
microphone.
The board op know that
mic. All right, let's see. Let's go to the phones to the fun. This is just show about your call, so let's talk to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's happening?
Hey, I just stay on the subject just quickly here. I went to college, and got this grant called EOP, or Equal Opportunity Program.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for traditionally people who didn't go to college, and they were trying to help them, you know, the family didn't go to college, and they didn't either, and they were maybe lower economic status and this kind of stuff.
Got it.
And I looked at their qualifications, and I fit every single one of them. I was, you know, older. I was in the military. Only one of my parents had gone to college. She had a master's degree.
Easy money.
It was easy money, and I took the grant, and I went to school, and I got a 3.8 average. And then they gave me this award of the highest GPA in this EOP program.
The whole program?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, man, that's not right to take that, because this was for people who traditionally struggled to get into college and maybe, you know, had to work harder or something, and I refused the reward. I said, give it to the next person.
Wait, it was a monetary reward?
No, it wasn't. It was just, a plaque and thing. And
It sounds to me like you used the grant better than anybody else.
Right.
I mean,
well, I took the money that I really didn't need, you know. I mean, that's the
thing. And then you gave them an award back?
Good for you.
And I
good for you.
Way to stand up for your principal
of you.
Well, exactly. But anyway, the reason I called...
You were young and ignorant then, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, between that, the Pell Grant, the GI Bill, and guaranteed loans, I went to school on welfare, you know.
Almost in college, I almost think it's okay. Because it seems like... I don't even know why, but for me, it's okay to take their little all their handouts.
I
when
had
comes
a state
to
scholarship to MC to the community college here.
If
but
you give me a little
again,
while,
that was
justify
before I was
it,
principal.
I'll figure it out.
Right, that was before I was principal, so I took the money then.
Well, is that Manwood saying that?
No, I went to MC. I went to community college with a state scholarship.
So I was gonna say
it was a waste of my time.
I was gonna say fire Manwich, but then I realized.
What you should do now is you should be inspired to like start some sort of big like banking organization or something like that and start a private scholarship fund or something.
Well, when I hit the lottery or something or make $1 billion, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, come on, man, use that degree.
You know, actually,
yeah.
there's already, since you suggested it, Johnson, there's already the Liberty Scholarship Fund up in New Hampshire. They've already started it.
Oh,
so
great. Excellent.
If you get money, you can just donate to it because it's already there.
That works too.
Doug, anything else on your mind, sir?
Yes, the reason I originally called was I figured you guys out pretty well, I think, here.
Okay.
I think, you've got us all figured out now?
That's right. I think it's brilliant. You see, for a while there, I was thinking, Manwich was the guy who kind of wanted some government, and, it's like, it makes sense to have him on the show and everything, but really he was talking for a little more government. Then I realized Ian is so freaking, just so no government, anarchistic, and sounds nutty, in fact, that Manwich is the perfect balance to get people to our side, because he sounds so sane and normal.
Well, Ian has said exactly that same thing. All of my opinions are mine,
Yeah.
But they just sound regular and normal when, but they're not. They're wacky.
Right.
They're left and right field all over the place. Opinions.
They're normal to us libertarians, legalized drugs. But compared to him,
right next to Ian, it looks like your average everyday guy. But if you hear me anyplace else, I sound like a whack job.
Yeah.
Now, where does Johnson fit into your picture here?
I don't know yet. I haven't listened to him too much. He's only on one
just
day a week.
Wacky.
Right?
I'm the wacky one. Yeah, I'm only on one day a week. But I'm the wacky one who has the ability sometimes to explain things in a way that neither of these two can seem to get across, or just do something so belligerently that I just offend everyone.
I think you fill up the anger quotient for the entire week on one night of the show.
I do. But I also sometimes fill up the logic quotient as well.
No, he actually adds the comedy bit, which makes all this nutty, economic crap. funny.
I try.
All right, Doug, enough of the stroke fest. anything else on your mind? Did you have tips as far as marketing freedom or outreach?
I'm thinking that's great, yeah. And keep up the good work, guys. I'm headed to the Minnesota State Fair tomorrow to sit in our booth for a while. And
are you doing an outreach booth?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Operation Politically Homeless?
Something like that. They do the quiz.
Call us if you have any interesting stories from it, okay?
I'm not there too much, but I will.
All right, Doug.
Talk to you.
Thanks, man. 800-259-9231.
Doug isn't female enough for me for that kind of stroking.
Let's go to the phones to Brad in Maine. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey.
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 I just wanted to warn Manwich about taunting people regarding his real name.
Have you figured it out?
Oh, yeah. I was in the chat room, and I was able to convince someone who has a lot of inside knowledge about that.
And somebody gave you up, Manwich.
Yeah, well,
that's horrid that she gave that away.
They're bound to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop the name now. I just wanted to warn you. But
there are many people in the chat room that know my full name. So.
No.
Oh my goodness. Now we just need to.
I guess I better keep my mouth shut from here on out if I want to keep my day job.
Now, did she give away his full name or just
the first name?
Just the first name.
Oh, well then, yeah. That's been given out many times.
That's slipped out.
Yeah, which has been verified. Yeah,
yes, but she can be bought. That's the thing. $100, you know my last name.
Yeah. I could be bought, too, for the right price, but it's more than $100.
Really?
I'll protect you for
no,
more than $100.
We're assuming that it's a she. We're assuming we know who it is who
hey,
gave it away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Let's see. What would it take to reveal Manwich's last name? How about $100,000?
Somebody's going to put up an auction on eBay.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, but if you want to do it, now's the time. 800-259-9231, because we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Check out our website, freetalklive.com. It's free. It always has been. We give you live streaming, the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much more, the bulletin board system, all on the house. Cost you nothing, and it won't cost you anything in the future either. Not going to all of a sudden decide to make it a members-only thing. However, we would like your help at the AMP program, Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You go there, you can read about it. Basically, it's going to tell you that for $3 a month, we can really promote the hell out of this program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you like the message we're talking, the message of freedom and liberty, you like hearing that on the radio, or you, I mean, maybe you're not listening on the radio, maybe you're listening to the podcast, or you're listening to the live internet stream, but imagine hearing this show on major radio stations around the country. It is totally possible.
It really is.
It will happen. I had a 50,000-watt AM station tell me today that he really enjoyed the show. And I'm not going to say what city it's in, because it'll probably jinx us. But, I mean, we're on the cusp of getting on even more. We got another station we're probably going to be announcing at the end of this week. If you want us to get on more stations quicker, Your $3 a month will help that out. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get the details. Plus, there's other benefits.
And if you don't have $3, you have a phone.
That's true. You can always pick up your phone and just call your local talk stations and ask them to add the show. But your $3 are going to go to advertise the show in industry publications, to advertise us around the internet even more, and various different things like that. In fact, we'll even show you where the money's going at amp.freetalklive.com. Once we reach our goal, we will cut back on the commercial time by 25% at least. So we're even sweetening the pot. Not only are you going to help, it's kind of like an outreach project. Not only are you going to outreach and help more people find freedom and liberty, but you're also going to get more Free Talk Live down the line. Sweet deal.
Where can you beat that?
There's nothing like it out
there. No other talk show's doing that.
Amp.freetalklive.com. I want to get a quick email in here from Rich. He's following up on a story that we did a week ago. In Utah, there was a rave a couple weeks back, about a week or so ago, and it was brutally broken up by the cops. The cops were way forceful and really violent with the people at this rave, who, of course, were just dancing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Swing. Having a good time.
Well, here's what Rich has to say. He says, there is nothing, absolutely nothing contradictory about a philosophy of peace, love, unity, and respect, and defending yourself against aggression. Now, peace, love, unity, and respect is kind of like the raver's credo.
Mm-hmm.
Even Christianity preaches that if you don't defend your life, which is the greatest gift that God's given you, you don't deserve your life. Even Christ preached against the initiation of force, mirroring the Taoist and Shaolin philosophy of never start a fight, but always finish it. This incident in Utah is a perfect example of government bait and switch. The bureaucrats tell the organizers, you've got all the right permits, all the while intending to bust the event, making it legal by withholding one crucial piece of paperwork, because that's, as we understood it, what ended up happening. These event organizers set up everything correctly to their knowledge.
Right.
They had all the permits they thought they were supposed to have, but because the bureaucrats didn't give them one piece of paper, they were illegal and the cops came in and broke some heads. He says, laws today are made with the intent that people will break them, purely out of ignorance. After all, who could possibly know what all the laws are?
It's impossible. Oh, there's so many of them.
He says the politicians and their jackbooted thugs can then enforce these laws selectively and at their whim to punish whomever they like. In this case, they wanted to punish a bunch of kids.
And, you know, it's absolutely reasonable that people would think that they could throw a party with a permit on private property and have dancing and music there.
He says,
not according to these cops.
He says one day these thugs will find out what happens when their brute force is confronted with force directed by intelligent reason. If we don't fight back against this, we're only going to get more of it. See ya.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.